This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1952. Since when? Time phrases for sharing your past in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you talk about your past, should you share a specific date or should you be more general? Sharing what you have in common is one of the best ways to build a connection. Today, we share three English phrases that will help you provide details about the past in a native and natural way. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything today?
Excellent. I have kind of a funny question for you. I'm actually really curious about your answer to this.
Okay, go for it.
When's the last time you mowed a lawn?
Oh my gosh, mowed a lawn? Oh, I haven't mowed a lawn in forever. I don't even know when was the last time, to be honest.
I know, me neither. We actually ended up putting in turf because in Arizona, they've asked us not to have grass, to not water. There's too much drought. We just really can't afford the water to be watering grass. So you either do turf, like fake grass, or landscape rock.
Right.
And so I don't know if I'll ever have to mow a lawn again.
Right. What is it that they call that? It's called like zero scaping or something, that expression?
We call it desert scaping, but other places they might call it zero scaping, where there's just no yard, no lawn, no grass.
No water required to maintain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been reading a lot about some water issues going on in Arizona, actually. And some towns are getting cut off entirely from water supplies.
Right. It's an issue. Anywhere where it's a desert, you know, landscape, anywhere in the desert is always going to have water issues. But some years are worse than others, depending on the drought, the water table. It can be tricky for sure.
Yeah, maybe we'll come back to that topic on All Ears English because, you know, we like to talk about cultural issues, climate change stuff happening, mm-hmm. you know, 10-year drought in Colorado. So interesting stuff. But for today, I just want to start by encouraging our listeners to hit follow. Guys, we talk about all kinds of interesting things, but the core piece here at All Ears English is to help you focus on connection, not perfection. So if you love that idea, hit follow on this show. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, absolutely. Four new episodes every week, and they're all amazing. Great ways to connect in English with friends, coworkers. It's a fantastic podcast. I highly recommend it.
And you're also over there on the IELTS Energy podcast twice a week with Jessica Beck. If our listeners are taking IELTS, they should definitely go over there and check that one out as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. Really, any exam you might be studying for to take a test in English, you're going to learn vocabulary, test taking strategies, but specifically IELTS, right? We're teaching everything the examiner's looking for. Jessica was an examiner for 14 years, so she has all that inside info. Make sure to follow IELTS Energy if you're studying for the IELTS exam.
I love it. So let's get into sharing how long it's been since we've done something. Where do we start today? This is going to be a good connection skill.
This question I asked you, right? When's the last time you did something? I feel like I get asked questions like this a lot where, you know, we're interested in people's pasts. We want to know what you've done in the past. And like you said, it's a great connection skill. It's awesome for sort of small talk at work, but it's not just about the weather. You care about someone's past. You're interested in something that happened to them. You need natural native phrases for having this conversation.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool way of connecting just below the surface, right? We're going beyond the weather conversation and, you know, daily life, but we're going into our actual lives, which is quite cool.
Yes. And it's fun to share if someone's telling you about something about their past, it's really fun to share how long it's been since you did that or if you never did it, right? To build that commonality between you is really a bond.
Absolutely. So this is coming from a question from Tomoko. Do we want to read part of the question? Do you want to summarize the question, Aubrey? How do we want to do it?
Yes. Lindsay, how about if you read this first part of the question and then I'll summarize the rest.
Okay. So this is from our amazing listener, Tomoko. So she says, I'm Tomoko. I've been listening to and having fun with your podcast for so long. That is awesome, Aubrey. I love when we hear it from our longtime listeners. It's fantastic. My English learning has been awesome since I happened to find your podcast and I'm really grateful that I have access. I have a question. When I was listening to one of your episodes the other day, I wondered if I ever mention a specific year to talk about something that has happened since. For example, Lindsay said something like, I haven't had a car since 2004. Is it something related to cultural differences or personal preference? I've heard something similar to this a lot. If you could do an episode about it, that would be great.
Okay. Oh, such a great question. And she sort of continued to clarify that in Japanese, she feels like she doesn't hear this often at all, someone mentioning a specific date or a specific number. Okay. And so she's really curious, like, is, you know, how much of this is personal preference? How much of it is cultural?
Interesting.
And I know, I'm so excited to get into this. I had to think about it a little bit. Like, why do I say one or the other? What do I hear? I've been trying to pay attention as I listen to podcasts and TV. This happens often. I'll get a question from a listener and then I'll start being really observant about that. I'm like, what do we say and why? It's interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. How much detail should we really give at certain levels, going back into our history, into specific years or times? Okay, let's dive into it.
Yeah. So it definitely is both cultural and personal preference, how detailed you get about your life and your past. And it's also very dependent on the situation. How much time do you have? What is the relationship?
Yes.
And if it's necessary, like there are a few reasons that you would give a specific date, right?
Okay.
First of all, definitely to emphasize, if you're wanting to emphasize how long ago something happened or that particular date because something else was important about that date, then you might say this hasn't happened since 2020 or since 2004, right? You may give the date to emphasize.
Or if you happen to know the exact date, like you remember it, you know, and you think that's important for the context, you might say that, right?
Yeah, I think this about where you were saying, I haven't had a car since 2004, probably there was something important about that date where it just sort of stuck in your mind that that's the last year you had a car.
And I think also the more ridiculous something is, the more likely we are to share it. It's
that's
been a long
too.
Time since I've owned
like
a car.
It's crazy that it's been that long.
Yeah,
right?
18 years or something like that. So a long, long, long time. And therefore, it just makes for a more interesting podcast episode to share the date. Right?
Right. That's the thing. When you're general, it's often less interesting.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, it's been a long time. If you know
boring.
The date offhand, then that's an interesting detail for sure.
Yeah, details are interesting, right? Details add color to who we are, and it gives people something to connect to. Tomoko was listening to that episode, and that struck her as something interesting. And now we have another episode here. We have a dialogue going with her and our listeners. So,
and it
details.
Is interesting to think about that cultural piece, because if it sounded a little bit off, a little bit different in Japanese, maybe no one would say the date in that sentence. It could be, you know, Americans are, we tend to overshare sometimes. Maybe we share dates when it doesn't really matter and it doesn't feel off to us. And then I don't think an American would have heard that and been like, weird. Why did she say in 2000? We do that, right?
No, for sure. And then again, as you said, if the exact date is relevant, some reason that happened there and you remember it. So
exactly, right? For some reason the date is important, then we will share the date if we know it top of mind if we know it offhand, right?
Yes. Okay. What else, Aubrey?
So here's some just little examples. There's the car one that Tomoko shared. We might say, I graduated from university in 2001. That's like, the date is important. It's relevant. I'm going to share that exact date.
Yes. And
it's probably top of mind. Like, we remember the date that we graduated from university.
Yes. Or, oh, this is a horrible scenario, by the way, but I haven't eaten chocolate since 1998. Oh my gosh. You could have discovered an allergy that year, right?
Right. Oh, something like that, right? Where you remember a specific reason that it happened in 1998.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when you realized you're allergic to chocolate. You had some kind of reaction. Then it would make sense to share the year.
Right. I love it. So good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think this is an important conversation skill to point out here, that often we do not want to provide dates when it's unnecessary and when the date's not top of mind, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're having just a casual conversation and someone might say like, oh, I haven't had a car since, oh man, how long's it been?
Boring,
I can't remember the exact date. And you start thinking like, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care what year. Like, there are better ways to say that when it doesn't really matter. It's not top of mind, rather than letting the conversation kind of drag while you think of this date that doesn't really matter.
I think the key point here that you're making is so important, Aubrey. It's don't lose momentum in your connection, right? Because if it doesn't come right to you right away, I knew 2004, it was an important date. It was my last year in college. Then I sold my car and I moved to Japan, right? That's key for me. Yep. But if I would have had, oh, was it 2005, six? No, that's a total waste of time. And you have lost the attention of the other person. Right?
Yes. And
that's what you're saying.
As we're talking, when we're talking about conversation skills that can sort of lose the momentum, this is a big one. It's that TMI, that too much information that's totally irrelevant. We probably all know someone who just gives unnecessary details.
Overshare.
And it's especially a problem if they're taking the time to try and think of, did this happen Wednesday or Thursday? It doesn't matter. Right? Move on. Don't lose that momentum.
Yeah. And this is kind of ties into the curse of knowledge that I've read about. You know, when we know a lot about something, some topic, maybe some technology topic, we have a tendency to want to give all the context. I think engineers are guilty of this. and I do this sometimes too. When we talk about our marketing systems and things like that, I give too much detail, right? And we don't really care. We don't need that right away. Wait until we really need that. Wait until our team needs what they need. And then we give the detail, right?
Yes, it's a skill to eliminate the detail that's not necessary or save it for later when it is vital, when it will matter, right? So here are some great alternatives. If you're having that conversation and you find yourself, you're about to share a date, but you can't think of it, you can share something big that happened around that time, right? I haven't had a car since just after high school.
Right.
I haven't had a car since I moved from New York, right? Just something else big around the same time, and then keep that momentum going, move the conversation along.
And to be honest, actually, Aubrey, I like those answers better because they give a lot more conversation material. Mm. Oh, you moved to New York? Interesting. How was life in New York? Right?
Good point. You're sharing something else interesting that you can build on.
Exactly. As opposed to a year, which is just totally arbitrary. I don't care. Right. 2004, 5, 6. So good stuff.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay.
All right. So we're now going to get into some native vocabulary to emphasize how long ago something happened.
Okay. So first, we're getting into years. Is that right?
Yeah. So we'll say in years, for example, I haven't had a car in years. Mm-hmm. And this is really fun for emphasizing. We're pretty accurate here, right? We're not going to say this if it's been decades or it was not since you were a child. I think we use it for like 5 to 10 years, something that hasn't happened for about that amount of time, right?
Right, right. So I haven't had a car in years. And we're really emphasizing, as you said, we're using our intonation here. right?
Exactly. It would be strange to say this in a monotone.
I haven't had a car in years. Boring, right? I haven't been to the movies in years. Oh, that would I would never say that. I love going to the movies. Do you like going to the movies?
Yes.
I'll play to the theater.
I do. I just saw Avatar not long ago. I love sitting in a movie theater in the dark. What did you think? Did you
liked it a lot. I wasn't a big Avatar person, but I actually did. I felt it was a little long.
It is long. Oh, it's over 3 hours, I think.
Self-indulgent. Yeah, a little long. But I think James Cameron movies tend to be long. I mean, he did Titanic, right?
They are always long.
Super
right.
Long.
The first Avatar was long, but they are entertaining.
Really good. It was great. I actually really enjoyed it. So yeah.
But I do know people who just don't go to the movies often. So I feel like this is something I heard a friend say recently, like, oh, I haven't been to the movies in years. And this is just so native and natural, right? You wouldn't necessarily say the date. You wouldn't be like, I haven't been to the movies since 2008. That's not going to be top of mind.
Right.
This would be much more natural.
In years. It's just more broad and it's more emphatic. It's more interesting. So go with that. So good. Okay. So that's the first thing we can say that will add some color to what we're saying and keep it broad, keep it general. Number two, what would be the second thing we could say?
So this one is in ages, and there's more exaggeration here. There's some hyperbole, right?
Yeah.
It could mean weeks or years, but you're exaggerating, right? So for example, I haven't exercised in ages. It's been but I usually exercise every day, so I'm exaggerating here.
So for you, it is ages, right? If you normally exercise,
ages for me,
it's all pretty relative here, guys, when we use ages, right?
Exactly.
Or you could say, you know, common exchange, how have you been? I haven't seen you in ages.
Yes. And maybe it has been 10, 15 years. It also could have been a few weeks for someone that you see very often.
Sure.
Right. If there's a neighbor that I usually see multiple times a day and I don't see her for a few weeks, I might say, I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah.
Which is really funny exaggeration because ages would really mean like the Jurassic period, the Cretaceous period. We're talking about like ages of time. So what an exaggeration.
Right. It's all about your connection with that person. How often do you actually see that person? What kind of schedule are you on with them? That's how we know what ages actually means and when to use that. Okay.
All right. And then the third one, in forever. Same thing. Definitely exaggerating, but really fun, really playful. I say this probably the most of these three. I think that's what you said when I asked about the lawn, right? I haven't mowed a lawn in forever.
That's why I love, that's how I opened it. Yeah. That's how I answered your question. And this one feels the most native, the most natural, the most modern that you could possibly get, guys. This is what we say. At least you and I, Aubrey, we do all the time, right?
Yeah. And I hear it a lot too, right? Yes. This is so native and natural. You might say, oh, I haven't seen this movie in forever.
In forever.
It probably means a few years, but forever. What an exaggeration.
It's weird because grammatically it doesn't really make any sense.
It's true.
It's clumsy. It's weird, but it's an expression. So go with it, guys. It's a connection expression, right? Or we haven't been there in forever, right? Like going to Disney. Do you go to Disney for a vacation destination with your family? Are you guys a Disney family or were you?
We're really not. We live close enough to Disneyland that we could, right? It's about a 6-hour drive.
Right.
But it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like the hotels and the park passes everything, the food when you get there. So for us, it's more because it's cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. And then also we've had little kids and it is not fun to take very small children to Disneyland, in my opinion.
I can't imagine.
It's like, once you're six, I'll take you. Because there's so many rides they can't go on. They don't want to wait in line.
Yes.
And that's the other reason that I'm not really a Disney person. The lines are always so long. You're waiting in lines for so long. Lots of reasons to not go to Disneyland, actually.
Yeah, people have strong feelings about Disney. I'm not a big Disney person, but a lot of people are for sure. So,
and it is super fun. My kids love it, but it's just a very, you know, we'll go maybe once or twice. During our kids' lifetime. It's not something we're going to do annually.
No. Should we get into a role play for our listeners?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll use each of these in a role play. In this one, Lindsay, you and I just ran into each other at a coffee shop.
All right. I'm always at coffee shops, so that makes sense. Here we go.
So how are you? I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh my gosh, it's been ages. I'm great. How are you?
As well as can be expected, my sister's in the hospital, so that's been tough.
Oh, sorry to hear it. I haven't seen her in ages. I saw on Facebook that she's fighting cancer, but I thought she was in remission.
She had a relapse, unfortunately. It hadn't been a problem in years and then suddenly showed up on scans again.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Yeah. common conversation.
Right? I feel like I have conversations like this a lot with friends that I don't see as often, because maybe you sort of follow each other on social media a little bit. So you know the highlights, like the big things in someone's life. But if you haven't had a chance to talk to them, like, you're going to chat about it when you run into each other.
Yeah, these things are going to come up. This is life, right? So where did we use our vocab here? Let's see. You said, how are you? I haven't seen you in forever. And again, guys, you need to emphasize that, right, Aubrey? How would you say that again?
Yeah, right. The intonation's important. I haven't seen you in forever. That last word, whether it's in ages, in years, in forever, that last word we really emphasize.
You really do. And then again, I did it. I said, it's been ages. You know, I'm great. How are you? Right. Perfect.
Yes. And then in ages again. Oh, I haven't seen her in ages.
Love it. So straightforward.
And then the last one. Yes, right? It hadn't been a problem in years. And this, it really is a little more specific when we use in years, right? We wouldn't say it hadn't been a problem in ages or in forever, because it's been a few years. So for this one, in years, we're not going to say it hasn't been a problem since 2006. No, we don't need that detail. We would just say it hadn't been a problem in years.
Right. This is something a little more specific, more of a timeline that we're talking about here, right? Maybe it's been a few years. Yeah. Okay. So what's the takeaway for our listeners? I mean, these are some really creative ways to talk about when the last time was that something happened.
Exactly right. And you want these phrases, because when someone is sharing about their past, it's such a great connection skill to share how long it's been since you did that, or that happened to you, or something similar, right? To create that bond, that connection, something you have in common.
Yeah, guys, you know, in your textbook, when you were learning English, you learned since, right? But now we're showing you new ways, new interesting things that you can say to brighten up that conversation and share pieces of yourself. And I think we, you know, we'll have to come back to the cultural conversation, Aubrey, about how much, I think it comes back to how much of ourselves we reveal or of our past across cultures. You know, how
is
that?
I would love
different?
To hear about that. You guys, this episode is on YouTube. If you want to come and leave us a comment there, I love to go and read those comments. Let us know what this is like in your culture, right? Would you share a specific date? Do you do the same and exaggerate like we do in American English, right? What is this like in your culture?
Right. Or is it about certain topics that you are more vague and then others you're more specific? Like maybe your academic background, you're more specific. Maybe your family background, you're more vague because there's a value of privacy. I'm curious about all this stuff, Aubrey. We're going to have to dig into this in another episode, another time. Guys, hit follow on All Ears English right now, wherever you're listening. You can subscribe on the YouTube channel or hit follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so you don't miss an episode of the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Such a fun discussion today.
Good stuff, Aubrey. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.